Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Nun Aleph from Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we learned about include Rav's halacha of Avodas Kechav Mishaev Din Eise B'Makel Shaver Makel B'Fenei Chayiv Zark Makel B'Fenei Pater. If an Avodah Zarah is worshipped with sticks, such as they bang sticks before it, if one broke a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, he's liable. But if he threw a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, he's not liable. And this distinction is based on the concept of Avodah Ke'en Pnim Afilish Le'Kedar Kechayiv. Regarding a service performed inside the Beis HaMikdash, such as Shechita, to slaughter an animal, or Zrika, to sprinkle its blood, if one did this service for an Avodah Zarah, he's liable even if this particular Avodah Zarah is not usually worshipped this way. However, Avodah She'enik Ein Pnim, Kedar Kechayiv, Shulei Kedar Kepater. Regarding a service that is not performed inside the Beis HaMikdash, such as B'makel, to use a stick, if one did this service for an Avodah Zarah, he's liable only if this particular Avodah Zarah is usually worshipped this way, but he's not liable if this Avodah Zarah is not usually worshipped this way. The machlik is regarding shachad lachagav, if a person slaughtered a locust to an Avodah Zarah, whether he's chayiv. The three explanations to avnei beis markoilis b'maya asr. Why do the stones that are thrown to the markoilis become forbidden? Noye Avodah Zarah asr. Items that beautify the Avodah Zarah are forbidden but can be nullified. Davar she'ena shal noy, shekayitza b'krav agal b'mazbeach asr. Items that do not beautify but are eligible to be brought as offerings in the Beis HaMikdash are forbidden as tekrebis Avodah Zarah and cannot be nullified.